young people should stand up for the rights of citizens and do what they believe. I think this war is bullshit. I think something needs to happen about it.
Finance is not the answer.
That's how the country operates.
Finance is not the answer.
To prevent war with Iraq. They should have been doing this when they were making war on our people and obliterating our people and taking our resources. They based the Constitution on the great law of peace, the Iroquois Confederacy, but they didn't follow the principles that the great law of peace follows. And it says all men are created equal. But according to the United States Constitution, that doesn't mean the red man, the brown man, the black man, or the poor man, or any women. What they're talking about is all rich men are created equal, or all noblemen are created. And I think that's how they interpret it.
Imperialist policies that began when they got here and landed at Plymouth Rock. It's not changed a bit. Expansion all the way across, the earth is round, they ran out of places to go, and now they're looking for places to take more from. It's about money, power, and control. It's about greed, the corruption of extreme greed. That's what it's really about, that's what they're all about. So all of them have been fights over territory and what's in the land. Whether it's minerals or oil or what the land will grow. Bananas in Central America, coffee, can't make any difference. These people just don't have any end to their greed. They will never be satisfied, never. You need to bring them under control. Any control needs to be done. The masses of the people need to control the corporate capitalist class because they're really out of hand now. Been like running rabshot over everybody.
The genocidal policies of the United States government is still continuing and it's going worldwide.
Bush is the new Columbus, and globalization and the whole routine that he has developing for Iraq, the war on terrorism. Indigenous people are accustomed to being labeled as terrorists, whether foreign or domestic. And so we see this as an extension of the plan that Columbus began in 1492. So it's encouraging to see all these people out here saying that we're drawing a line against that kind of policy, globalization and oppression, the hierarchy of rich against poor, north against south, in terms of northern hemisphere against southern hemisphere, rich countries against poor countries. That's the whole legacy of Columbus. We're hoping that this momentum continues until October the 12th, when in the birthplace of Columbus Day, we're going to come out here again and say, it's time to put an end to this. It's time to put an end to this legacy and envision a new future, not only for Denver, not only for the United States, but for the hemisphere and for the world. Well, this war is about what it's always been about who's in the way. Who's in the way of capitalist expansion? Who's in the way of the New World Order? In 1492, Columbus represented the New World Order. In 2002, Bush represents the New World Order. And anybody who gets in the way gets pushed out of the way, gets destroyed, because you are the enemy. Bush has been very clear about that. You're either with him or you're against him. Columbus said the same thing to those Taino Indians. You're either with us or you're against us. You either get baptized or we'll slaughter you. And that's exactly what they did. So this is definitely the new colonialism, the new imperialism. No question about that. This is a continuation, the newest chapter in that book.